Our confused relationship with our feelings lies at the very core of our suffering and problems. And when we fully understand the true nature of our feelings, our suffering will cease. We always have feelings, sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, sometimes neutral. And sometimes these feelings are bodily feelings, sometimes they are mental feelings. But what's interesting about our feelings is that we hold on to them, we cling to them. It's understandable that if we have a pleasant feeling, that we would cling to it and want it to last. But what's not so understandable is that we also cling to our unpleasant feelings, our pain. Sometimes, of course, we have pain in our body. Our body hurts due to sickness or injury. And other times we have mental pain. Our mind hurts. We have unpleasant feelings in our mind. We feel sad, we feel unhappy, we feel frustrated, and so on. But probably if we examine our mind at those times, we will see that we become engrossed in those feelings. We concentrate on them. We hold on to them. We believe that they're real, that they exist from their own side. And in many ways, we are governed by them because we hold on to them in this way. As with everything else, we can gain understanding and experience simply by watching our mind. Our reactions to our feelings are almost automatic, and so we have to spend some time practicing watching our mind when different feelings arise, and how our mind relates to those feelings, how our mind reacts to those feelings, and gradually, just through our own experience, we will gain some understanding of how it is that the suffering we experience in our life comes about. So if we think for a while about pain, it can be physical pain caused by injury or sickness, or someone inflicted pain, harm on us, or it can be mental pain that we're hurting inside. We're resentful of something, or we're upset by someone, or we're worrying about something, we're feeling anxious, and so on. We become engrossed in this pain. We hold on to it. We won't let go of it. Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says in his book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, it's also very helpful to examine the real nature of our pain. What precisely is pain? Where is it located? What is it made of? Where does it come from, and where does it go to? What relation does it have to us, the person who is in pain, or to the mind that is asking these questions? And then Venerable Geshe says, pain naturally appears to us as something solid and undeniably real, something inherently existent. But when we search for it analytically, trying mentally to isolate pain from everything that is not pain, we cannot find it. Pain has no independent, concrete existence. So here, Venerable Geshe is encouraging us to use our understanding and experience of Buddhist teachings on emptiness to mentally search for our pain. And we know from these teachings that if we mentally search, use our wisdom to search for something, it will disappear. We cannot find it. And the same is true of our feelings, of our pain. Pain has no independent concrete existence, Venerable Geshe says. So what we experience normally when we say we are hurting, we are in pain, this pain is not the true nature of pain. This is a superficial, deceptive, confused appearance to mind. As with everything else, the Venerable Geshe says, the true nature of all things is emptiness. But we don't spend much time looking at the true nature of things. Instead, we are preoccupied with the deceptive nature of things, and this is nowhere more true than with our feelings. Some feeling arises and we react to it as if it were real, but if we spend time to examine our feelings, look for our feelings, search for our feelings with wisdom, they will disappear and we will see that the true nature of our feelings is that they are unfindable. There appears instead space like emptiness, the mere absence of the feelings we normally experience. This emptiness is the real nature of pain. And then Venerable Geshe says something quite extraordinary and something which, even if we don't understand much about emptiness at this stage, we can develop a correct belief and we can keep contemplating and keep reminding ourselves. He says, in emptiness, there is no pain. Pain is merely an appearance to mind, existing only for a mind that does not see its real nature. Just as a mirage in a desert disappears when we search for it, so pain ceases to exist when we discover its real nature. If we remember this and try to apply this teaching in the course of our daily life, it will help in many ways. Of course, it will help us to deepen our understanding and experience of ultimate truth emptiness, which will eventually lead us to permanent liberation from all forms of suffering. But in the short term, it also provides us with relief, immediate relief from our pain, physical pain or mental pain. As soon as we stop grasping at our pain, as soon as we stop clinging to our feelings, then they disappear.